You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Thursday, which is more often than not referred to as Friday Eve, because it makes Boomer feel better when we say it that way.
Way better. But you know what? Today's actually not a bad day. It's a very good day.
What? Oh, pray tell, you appear to have quite the positive outlook.
What's going on? Today's my wedding anniversary.
Shut up! Is it really?
So today is a good day.
It's an excellent day. It's an excellent day when you improved your quality of life.
I know. Not only that, my lovely wife gets to join us today.
That's awesome, man. How many years?
9.
Why did I not know this?
I don't know. I just, you know, I keep it under wraps.
I was at your wedding, but I don't recall the date.
Which is completely fine.
I'm sure your wedding was really hot.
It was very hot. Kind of like today.
Outdoor wedding in July in the South.
Whew.
What were y'all thinking?
Don't know. We'll ask McQueen later.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Good stuff. All right. Hey, we got a great show laid on for you. 3 o'clock today. Barry Mattson. He's been on the show before. Barry is a longtime career prosecutor. He is now one of the head governmental affairs guys for the Alabama District Attorneys Association. We're going to have him on for a pretty serious conversation about zombie drugs. Oh, you heard me. Zombie drugs. It's pretty awful. It'll coordinate with our first dipper, and I'll tell you about that more in a minute. 3 o'clock, Barry Mattson, Alabama DA's Association. Then 3:30 p.m., the thing that always brightens my week, makes it better, Boomer and McQueen. That's right, on their anniversary, no less. I hope you're taking her out to dinner tonight or something.
No, not tonight.
This weekend.
We're doing it when the babysitters get back.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. If you know what I mean.
I do indeed. Grandparents are wonderful. All right. Hey, by the way, I got Triple Dipper, so hit it.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right. The Triple Dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Number one, right out the gate, zombie drugs. Y'all, listen, fentanyl, we all hear about it, right? Fentanyl is a huge, huge problem. It's devastating whole sectors of our society right now, fentanyl. But what you may or may not have heard is there's a new and more potent combination of fentanyl with something called xylazine. Xylazine is actually an animal tranquilizer. Combined together, the street name is called Tranq. Some are calling it the zombie drug because of what it does to people, to include making their skin rot off their bodies, and yet it's killing people left and right. So we're going to talk about that. Number one, got to be aware. And oh, by the way, don't think for a second it's not here in Alabama, because it is. That's zombie drugs, number one on the Triple Dipper. Number two, okay, so yesterday was an odd day in D.C. I mean, we had major things happening with Hunter Biden. We had major things happening with, you know, congressional investigations. And then we had a hearing like nothing else maybe in the history of the world, with a serious batch of evidentiary testimony provided on UFOs. And it was like no holds barred. Like, I was there, I've seen it. I was there, I have firsthand knowledge. So my question is, number two on the Triple Dipper, are they among us? Your thoughts. Are they among us? Are they here? What do we think about this? I got thoughts. I'm sure you got thoughts. We'll even see if Boomer McQueen have thoughts. But yeah, are they among us is number two on the Triple Dipper. Number three, if we can get to it, because there's a lot of stuff on the slate for today. But number three, Hunter hunts a new plan. So we got to talk about this. You know, I have just chosen not to dive into the, Hunter Biden. I've talked about him here, there, and the other. I've never devoted a segment to him that I can recall. This one deserves it. Because yesterday what happened has rattled the Democrats' cage like nothing we've seen yet. They cannot deny that Hunter Biden is now one of the greatest liabilities to their ability to maintain control. At this point, Hunter Biden's life is a sad case. It's falling apart. But Hunter is hunting a new plan right now. And we'll talk about that as number three on the Triple Dipper. All right, listen, I'm going to jump over here to my monologue. And just a reminder, Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics all across North Alabama. They got them in Gadsden, Atala, Anniston, five locations around the Birmingham area with, I hear, more to come. Southern Immediate Care. If you need immediate care 7 days a week, walk-ins welcome, Southern Immediate Care. They are, by the way, the sponsor of the Daily Right Side Way monologue. So let me jump into my comments here, and I'll start by saying I'll never forget my friend Jim Martin. He was 99 years old when he passed away in 2017. He's a former congressman, a successful businessman, a World War II veteran. There's actually even a PBS documentary about his life that's really worth watching. And his personal story from World War II was extremely significant. I got a call one day from the Library of Congress. The caller wanted to know if I would be willing to be the moderator at a transcribed session taking down Jim Martin's personal recollections of World War II. I jumped at that opportunity, yes. So I did. And for over 2.5 hours, I sat and listened to Jim recount his story like it was yesterday. You see, among all the other things that he did, my friend Jim Martin was the first U.S. officer to find and open the gates of a Nazi concentration camp. And he told with graphic detail about the bodies stacked up like cordwood, just emaciated. He told how he entered one building to find hundreds of men in bunk beds too weak to get up. And he took off his helmet and he yelled, "We're Americans!" And he heard a very low, "Hey," because they were so weak they couldn't even hardly cheer. He led Eisenhower through the gates the very next day to see it all. And they led the locals to the site and made them help. Those people had lived down the road. Those people had smelled the smoke from the crematoriums. Those people had seen the slave labor marching on the roads, and they had said nothing, not one word. It was not their cause. It was not theirs to question. Wow. Can you imagine? Look, I'm glad that we as a nation did not take that position. I mean, how many people would have died even more so if we as a nation had looked at Hitler and decided, that's not our fight? Silence would have only killed more people. Famous author and Holocaust survivor Elie Wiesel, he once said, quote, "Silence encourages the tormentor, never the tormented." We had every reason not to stay quiet back then. We did. We had every reason not to stay quiet, and we shouldn't stay quiet now, because here's the thing. In our modern society, the left does not want you to speak up. The left wants you to be canceled. I was reading a devotion not long ago. I was reading it, and I thought, well, apparently cancel culture has been around since biblical times. The devotion followed several passages from the Bible, including Jeremiah 20. In Jeremiah 20, a guy named Pashur, he was the priest in charge of the temple of the Lord. He despised the prophet Jeremiah's prophecies against the detestable practice of sacrificing children to Baal in the Valley of Topheth. Now, this horrible ritual was taking place with all the heathen priests of Baal beating their drums to drown out the screams of little babies that were being burned alive. And keep in mind, the guy who was complaining about Jeremiah speaking out about it, he was not the pagan. He was a Jewish priest. But he did not want Jeremiah to make waves. He wanted him to shut up, to go away. Don't talk like that. Humankind, y'all, humankind can stoop to some terrible deeds when there is no voice of reason. Jeremiah saw the dreadful scene of infant sacrifice and prophesied the destruction of Judah and Jerusalem because of it. When Pashur threatened him, Jeremiah said this. He said, quote, "I cannot stop. If I say that I'll never mention the Lord or speak in his name, his words burn in my heart like fire. It's like a fire in my bones, and I'm weary of holding it in." That was in verse 20, or chapter 20, verse 9. See, the lesson there is one that we are seeing right now played out in today's world. Jim Martin, Prophet Jeremiah, whatever the case, sometimes even the folks you would think would be on your side, though, will look at you and say, "Shut up. Don't make waves. They'll come after us. It's not hurting you. Why do you care?" But we have to care. We have to speak. There's no peace if we don't. And truthfully, the cost of doing nothing, it could be even worse. Dr. Martin Luther King once said, "Our lives begin to end on the day that we become silent about things that matter." You see, sometimes doing nothing is far more costly. Sometimes doing nothing is far more dangerous. I mean, for example, let's say you're the leader of an organization and you see a problem, but you don't want to deal with it. So the problem, well, it just rocks on. Only it gets worse. The old saying goes that bad news does not get better with time. And by the time you choose to deal with the problem, the situation is now morphed into so much more. Now it involves more people. Now you're in a real pickle. If you just dealt with it early, 5 minutes of awkward, uncomfortable words might have saved you hours of pain. I learned that lesson the hard way. I was deployed to duty in war zones twice. In those two deployments, both times my teams had guys assigned to us that I had never worked with before. In Afghanistan, one of those men became extremely insubordinate. I tried to deal with it. I tried to work it out. We were a small team in the middle of nowhere. But I took too long, in my recollection. I finally removed him from the team, but by then my team's morale had taken a hit and it took a while for us to get it back. On my second deployment, though, this time to Iraq, I had a similar situation. One man's insubordination and selfishness became an issue, and it was too big of an issue to rehabilitate. He was actually dangerous. So I fired him post-haste, and I later found out that the team was relieved that I had done that. I also found out later on that both of those men, they had been problems on other teams, had been shoveled off on others for several years, someone else had chosen not to speak up, and as a result, their problems became mine. See, the bottom line is the same thing is true in the big scheme of things with cancel culture today. The left wants you to shut up. They want you to sit down, quit talking, don't make waves. There's an agenda and you have no say in it, but yet you do. You do have a say. And you may think, they'll cancel me. They'll dox me. They'll try to hurt my business. But what's going to happen if you say nothing? Will they just sit back peacefully and suddenly become your friend? No. You may think, this is not my fight. I don't have a stake in this one. I just want to live and let live. Well, what's the cost for doing nothing? Think about it. What if all of society took the stance that everything had to be truly personal before they got involved? If that was the case, there'd be no first responders. It's not their fire to run to. There'd be no soldiers to fight. It's not their war. There'd be no medical personnel. It's not their family members who are sick. There'd be no charities doing good work. It's not their family going hungry. Now, don't get me wrong. Not every fight is your fight. I get that. But some of them are. You pick the one that moves you. You pick the one you feel strongly about or well-suited for or have some experience with. You choose to be a voice. It can be a royal pain, I'm telling you. I'm telling you firsthand. I know quite well what speaking out can be like. But it can also be a game changer and an inspiration to you and to others. You see, liberty is only preserved when good people cultivate it. You got to weed the cancel culture right out of your liberty garden, is what I'm saying. And that takes work. And the left won't want you to, and they won't like it, and some of your so-called allies may speak out against you because you dared to make them uncomfortable, but we got to do it. We have to speak out. Because the cost of doing nothing, that sacrifices everything. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. There you have it, waxing poetic, but that's the thing, man. There's times when you can choose to go, that is not my fight, and maybe it's not. But there's times when you say, that's not my fight, and really it should have been. And the cost of doing nothing, it means we might be sacrificing everything. Don't let it be on your watch. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. It is time now, 2:24. Text lines are indeed open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Okay, so I'm going to say this. Every time I say it, we get new ones. If you want to text in for the very first time, 833-68-RIGHT, text the word right side. And you text that word right side, you'll get an automated reply back that says, hey, you right side ruffian, you know, welcome show or something like that. And give us your first name, where you're from. We'll plug you in. We are pushing 1,000 people in our text string, right?
Like yeah, we are.
Like, good Lord.
That's a lot. We're getting text after text after text every day.
Every single day. So text it on in. We'd love to have some new folks in there. Just drop them in the hopper and we'll let you join the show. How are we doing on the podcast, by the way? It's got to be
it's doing smoking. Great. It is 100 and I don't want to misspeak, but I'm 160,000 something.
Plus.
Yes, plus.
Sweet.
Yep, almost 161.
Okay, I do need to know, though, if you can see the metrics. Has California regained its position as second place in our podcast downloads, or is it still Florida beating out California?
Well, actually, currently in this, normally I look at month to month.
Yeah.
So month to month, actually, I guess a lot of people have moved from California because they're way down there. Georgia's number two right now.
Shut up.
Come on, Georgia.
What's up? Really?
Yeah, Georgia and then Tennessee and Oregon.
And what? Oregon.
I know, Oregon.
Okay. Wow. Well, we're still on the left coast then at some point.
We're all still right. Over there.
We love you out there on the left coast.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, texts are already coming in. Let me grab a few of those before we hit the break. And by the way, I'll jump into my first dipper here, zombie drugs, in a few minutes. It's a very serious topic. It's ugly. It's awful. But we got to be aware. And then top of the hour, Barry Mattson, who I've known for a number of years. He's the executive director of the Alabama District Attorney's Association. He will be on the line with us talking about zombie drugs. In the text lines, Mike from Harvest talking about the alien things. He goes, I, for one, welcome our alien overlords. How could they do worse than the Democrats? That's not funny. Leanne from Huntsville goes, love the Boomer and McQueen, says, for us newbies, what is their story? How did they get on the radio together? Short version, is allowable since you're short on time. The short version
short
is,
version.
I brought in you.
Yep, and then...
I got a package deal.
Yeah, package deal. That's the very short version.
That's the very short version. In fact, McQueen was actually doing some work and needed a place, and she was working out of this office for a little while, and then we said, hey, what are you going to do with your time? And next thing you know, Boomer and McQueen.
Exactly.
And you guys have your own podcast.
Yeah, we have the podcast too, which we love doing, one every week. So
yep,
it comes
the
out.
Right Life.
Mm-hmm.
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday, just talking about everyday life.
What it means, to be a young conservative Christian couple raising up kids in today's world.
That's right.
Whoop, whoop. Cameron from Decatur says, the United States did not enter World War II until after Pearl Harbor and probably would not have done so if we had not been attacked. Our newspapers and our president knew what was going on, and we turned a blind eye for 2 years. I am not denying that, brother. I'm not. And I hate the fact that it took a Pearl Harbor to get us in. We still had the ability to have said no to Europe, although the Axis powers, maybe not. But anyway, you are correct. Am I hearing music in the background? I thought I was. I guess I'm not. I didn't want to keep talking and suddenly be in a commercial.
You're almost there. You just heard me typing. That's what it was.
The pastor's always in tune with the organist trying to keep. Mark from Red Bay says, Phil, I'm sad to say I never served in the military, but you inspire me. With a leader like you, I would charge the gates of hell with a water gun. Man, brother, thank you so much for that. And Mark, there are other ways to serve, and I am sure, knowing the way your voice comes in, that you have indeed served. So thank you, Mark. I appreciate that very much. Brand new texter just dropped in the line. And did not give us their name and where they're from, so give us that, and we'll drop you in there. Thank you so much. With the quote about Edmund Burke, all it takes for evil to flourish is good men to do nothing. Outstanding quote, and so true. John from Huntsville, Phil, awesome monologue. And I've already given you extra credit because I listened to you on Yaffe's Tough Questions earlier this morning. Like a true professional, he says. So anyway, Boomer, step up your game. I hate for you to lose to Phil on your wedding anniversary. There is no competition. We're a team effort over here.
That's right.
That's right. And then JT from Lacey Springs, podcast. Time for a push-up and donuts bet for $200,000. Still remembers that. All right, you heard the music. It's real now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.